Before we admit children to Sunday school classes, it's very important to know that all children will meet in a basement and then they will be separated into classes. No children is allowed to go to the second floor unless accompanied by a Sunday school teacher. 有一个很重要的报告和儿童今天先在地下室集合，然后有老师有一部分到一号教室，二楼前后都封起来，儿童绝对不要 靠近，请大家父母跟儿童主义者老师注意。 Quiet can be dismissed. Children can be dismissed to the basement. 儿童跟主义者老师现在可以到basement去。 Children and the basement can move to the front. 坐在后面的弟兄姐妹可以往前坐一点，可以靠前坐。 Thank you, Lord. Today, Brother Andrew will share God's word with us. 感谢主，今天 Andrew 弟兄为我们分享神的信息. Brother King will translate. 金弟兄翻译. Brother Andrew.
<笑>让我先简单的介绍一下哦，吴弟兄。
胡文聪弟兄，他是陈妈妈的女婿，他在美国长大。How many of you
can translate with
me? Translate for you.
他在美国长大，在美国读完博士学位以后，现在在台湾大学
任教，也在高雄大学做研究中心的主任。他这一次来美国是家庭的一个团聚聚会，所以我特别两年前就邀请他来我们中间传道，那来传福音。可是今天终于有这个机会。
Good morning. Okay, before the meeting this week, my name is Andrew Wu. It's wonderful to be here. I moved to Taiwan, let's say 24 years ago. I teach at the National Taiwan University, as well as an appointment at the National University of Kaohsiung. I'm better known as the son-in-law of my grandmother sitting down there, grandmother Chen Fuming Yuxi. It's wonderful to be here. Thank you very much. A real greeting in Christ from the Friendship Presbyterian Church in Taipei.
首先，我先代表台北信友堂的弟兄姊妹跟大家问候。
First, our family would like to thank the church for your concern and prayers for my mother-in-law in the last 4 months during the course of her hip surgery and the recovery process.
首先，我要谢谢你们对我岳母的关心。她过去四个多月，她的这个大腿上面动了手术。
But the king visited her twice in Taiwan, delivering your love and prayers with him.
经历中曾经两次在台湾的时候，拜访我的岳母，传达了各位对她的关心。
And also some of you call from the States.
而且有很多的弟兄姊妹从美国打电话问候她。
And that, I'm glad that she is back with the church now since she misses you very much.
我很高兴她终于能够回到你们中间，因为她实在非常想念你们。
And I also thank you for the invitation to speak in the church today.
我也非常谢谢你们邀请我今天来一起分享。
I thank the Lord for the fan and the money that we've saved without the AC.
我也为了我们能够没有空调能够省了很多的钱，而且有这个电风扇，我来感谢神。
Let's pray together.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, we give you thanks and praise that we can come before you in the house and worship.
神啊，我们来到你的面前来敬拜你，我们感谢你，我们可以一起在你的家里敬拜。
We ask that you be with each one of us now.
我真的求你现在就与我们每一位同在。
As we study your word, pray that your word will sink deep into our hearts.
当我们在这里读你的话语的时候，我们求你的话语深深的到我们的心里
，change our lives，
可以改变我们的生命。
Let us think and rethink what we think we know.
让我们能重新来思考我们自以为我们懂的
，so that we can live a life that is glorifying to you。
所以我们可以活出一个荣耀你的生活。
We ask it in Jesus' name。
我们祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
I have a doctoral student whose father died from liver cancer when he was 5 years old。
我有一个博士的研究生，他的父亲五岁就死了。
His mother, his older sister, and he.Had a very tough time when he was growing up.
所以在他成长的过程里面，他的母亲还有他的姐妹们都经历了一段很艰苦的时间。
Sometime during high school, he became a Christian.
在高中的时候，他信了主。
He was hungry for spiritual things, and his faith grew by leaps and bounds.
他非常饥渴于神的话，可是他的信心也经过了许多的起伏。
During that time, Andy's mother contracted incurable degenerative neural disease.
就在那个时候，他的母亲得到了一个不能治愈的神经性的一个疾病。
And has been in nursing home for many years now.
他的母亲已经在那个在养护院里面很多年了。
My student would visit her for about once a week.
我的学生大概每个星期都去拜访一次。
About a year ago, my student's wife was laid off due to economic downturn.
可是就在一年前，我学生的太太也失业了。
Still on his faith is still strong and strives to walk closely with the Lord.
虽然经过了这些，可是我的学生他的这个信心仍然在神面前坚定，而且越来越靠近主。
Now you may or may not identify with my student's predicament.
或许你并不会像我的学生那样同样的处境。
But whether you are 16 or 61 years old, we all face the tough decisions and difficulties in life.
但是我很清楚知道，无论你是16岁或61岁，你在你的生活里面同样会碰到困境。It is crucially
important how you view these challenges based on God's perspective.
这非常重要的就是我们怎么样来看，甚至从神的眼光来看这些困境。
This determines whether you will walk daily with joy or with grief.
因为这个就会决定你到底每天是活在喜乐中呢，或是天天很忧愁。
The 89-year-old British theologian John Stott entitled his book Your Mind Matters.
89岁的很著名的一个神学家叫做 John Stott， 他在他的一本书《说你的心思可以决定一切》这本书上这样说。
The main point is simply this.
他主要的论点是这样说的。
We need to train our mind to think through issues from God's perspective. Not just based on our experiences. Today we will look at a few events in Jacob's family recorded in Genesis 37 to 40.
今天我要以雅各的生平的事件里面举几件事情，在记载在创世纪37到40章。And
what God's word has to say on the issues of faith and uncertainties in life.
我们可以从这些神的话里面来看，到底我们生命中怎么样来面对一些不确定的事。
Not to keep you in a suspense, I have two key points today. Number one, God executed his plan for his people regardless of individual performance.
第一点要知道，就是神他总是完成他的旨意，不管我们个人是怎么样的表现。
Number two, our individual predicament is not necessarily an indication of God's approval or disapproval of us.
第二点就是我们个人每个人的处境，并不一定表明神是特别要给你这样的环境，或者不赞同你这样的环境。
So let's look at Genesis chapter 37, verses 2 to 11.
请我们先打开创世纪37章1-11节。
Now, this passage we will not read in detail. Now, Jacob is well advanced in years. He was 110 years old out of a total of
147.
And in his own record, he said that his years were few and difficult, and they were not equal the years of the pilgrimage of my fathers. He had two wives, 12 sons, and a daughter. His wives were constantly fighting to gain his favor. Reuben, Jacob's firstborn, slept with Jacob's concubine. Simeon and Levi killed all the male in town that his sister was defiled. What a family. Would you call that a God-centered home?
你会叫说这样的一个家庭是以神为中心的吗？
By no standards, partly it seems.
对，就从这个道德的这个方面来看的话，我想大部分人不能同意他们是以神为中心的家。
Now, here recorded Joseph, that's Jacob's 11 sons, one of his favorite
was 17 then and had two dreams. They were similar in meaning that Joseph would be elevated above his brothers and even above his parents someday. What would your response be if you hear from your peer or your friend saying to you similar things about your friend is destined to be your boss someday? What would your response be if you hear from your son or daughter saying to you similar things? Very hard to follow in the Chinese culture. Or in any culture. After telling his dreams, Joseph's brother and his father had different responses. What was his brother's response? We read that in Genesis 47, verse 11. In the first part, it says that his brothers were jealous of him. Naturally, it seems. In fact, if you scan old verse 4 and verse 5, it says that his brothers hated Joseph. All the events leading to verse 11 produce jealousy and hatred towards Joseph. What was Jacob's response to Joseph's dream? In verse 10, we read, what if this dream you had, will your mother and I and your brothers actually come and bow down to the ground before you? And then the second part of verse 11 says, he kept the matter in mind. What do you think about Jacob's response to Joseph's dream? As a father listening to his son saying something like that, what do you think his response would be? Well, Jacob is no stranger to dreams. In Genesis chapter 28, verses 12 to 13, Jacob was fleeing from Esau after lying to his father Isaac and stolen Esau's birthright. He had a dream. He dreamed that he saw a staircase resting on the earth with its top reaching to the heaven, and the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. There above it stood the Lord, and he said, I am the Lord, the God of your father Abraham, and the God of Isaac. I will give you and your descendants the land on which you are lying.
What was Jacob's conclusion then? In Genesis 28, verse 15, it says, when Jacob awoke from his sleep, he thought, truly the Lord is in this place, and I was not aware of it. Jacob was alone. In the middle of nowhere, running away from a murderer, his twin brother. When he experienced God, so when Jacob heard Joseph's dream, he first thought bowing down to his son was unthinkable. Then he settled and had the attitude of, let's wait and see. He kept the matter in mind. Now, feeling can run wild and almost uncontrollable. When someone did something very rude to you and immediately you felt angry, but after a few seconds, hopefully, you will realize that there is more important thing to be concerned about and just let the incident pass. In Ephesians 4:26, it says, in your anger, do not sin. So it is okay to have negative feelings. But our response to that feeling is critical. It determines whether or not we will sin. And our pastor, Reverend Pa Hai Chang, he once used this illustration. You cannot avoid a bird flying over your head. But you can avoid having a bird making a nest on your head. I thought that's a very fitting illustration. Jacob had learned over the years that God's plan can unfold in whatever circumstances, even the most unthinkable one. So when he heard about his son's dream, he kept the matter in his mind. He did not take away his colorful coat that he gave him being his favorite son. Yet he kept the matter in his mind. What circumstances do you find yourself in now? You probably cannot think how God can work things out for you. Well, good. Welcome aboard. In most circumstances in life, God will surprise you. You let him. God's plan can unfold for you. He will work things out for you if you let him.
was sold. Joseph was sold to slavery in Egypt.
结果这个事情进行的时候，约接下来约瑟竟然被卖到了埃及去做奴隶。
He was not a black from Africa.
要知道，约瑟他并不是从非洲的来的一个黑奴。
But a person from mainstream society.
而他的家庭却是一个富人的家庭。
And a favorite son from a rich family.
他是一个非常有在雅各这个非常有钱的家庭里面长大的孩子。
And one that is under God's promise.
而且他是这个家里面有神的应许。
Son of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
他是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的子孙。
Yet he was almost viciously killed by his own brothers due to hatred.
可是他几乎要被他的弟兄们因为恨而把他快要把他杀死。
Now a slave.
现在他成了一个奴隶。
What a family.
啊，这家怎么搞的？
Where is God now?
神在哪里？
If there is a God far from the loving and kind God that we like.
这个有没有一个这个神好像不是我们所想象的要那个好蛮有慈爱的神？
God seems to have lost control.
好像看起来神已经完全控制不住了。
Not quite worth trusting in him anymore, it seems.
就是我们不能够再信靠我们的神了。
Now let's fast forward to the next chapter, Genesis 38.
让我们很快的就进到38章创世纪。
Now you might, we read about Judas, the threat and his response.
我们在38章里面记载到了犹大他的困境，还有他的反应。
Now you might wonder why Judas' account is in the middle of Joseph's account.
或许你会觉得奇怪，为什么在约瑟的身体里面突然插进来一个犹大的事？
The answer lies in Genesis 37, verse 2.
这个答案事实上是在创世纪37章第二节。
It says, "This is the account of Jacob."
那里说到雅各的境略如下。
It is not an account of Joseph alone.
这里并不是讲到只有讲约瑟的事情。
But an account of Jacob, namely his two sons, Joseph and Judah.
而事实上是在这里讲到了雅各的两个儿子，一个约瑟跟犹大。
Now Judah was facing insurmountable problem with his family.
在这个时候，犹大他的他已经碰到了他家里面非常大的问题。
His wicked firstborn and second son both died.
这个时候，犹大他的长子跟老二次子都已经死掉。
In Chinese, 白发人送黑发人两次。 So, not once but twice he had to bury his sons.
黑发人送黑发人不止送一次，还送了两次。
All of a sudden, he found himself facing a problem totally new to him.
突然之间，犹大他发现了他碰到了一个完全他们没有办法承受的一个情况。
Possibility of no offspring.
他已经面临一个很有可能他就没有子孙了。
Recall that Judah had many brothers.
要记得，这个犹大他自己有许多的兄弟。
It's a new problem for Judah.
对犹大来讲，他现在要面临一个新的问题。
Now let me fill you in with some background here.
让我给你们一些背景。
Back then, it is utterly important to have offspring.
你知道，在当时的时代里面，要有传宗接代、有子孙是非常重要的。Totally
unlike today.
跟今天是完全不一样的。You
just don't want to have just one or two children.
你在那个时代里面，你不会只想要一个、两个孩子。But
then you want to have as many children as you can.
你希望你有越多孩子越好。Children
are their social security.
你知道他们的，因为这些孩子、子女们就是他在社会上安全的保障。
When one gets old, one can starve to death if without children.
你知道，如果没有孩子的话，你年老的时候没有人供养你，你可能就会死。
Like money, you want to have as much or as many as you can.
就像存钱一样，你希望越多越好。
In the course of time,
另外的
Judah had an offspring with his prostitute pretending daughter-in-law.
接下来我们就看到了犹大竟然跟他那个媳妇假装成妓女的媳妇生儿子。
Now you can read the detail of this account after the World Cup final this afternoon.
当然，你可以听看完今天下午世界杯的足球赛以后，你再好好的来读经这个三十八章。
The twist and turn in the story can easily make a major motion picture.
你知道今天讲到犹大的这段故事，其实如果把它拍成电影的话，是很生动的。
And you might not want to recommend your non-Christian friend to see the movie.
还有可能你根本就不会想要去邀请你非基督徒朋友去看这样的电影。
Since it is probably evangelical experience.
因为这样的故事情节听起来根本就好像不能够传福音。
Where is God in all this?
到底在这样的事情里面神在哪里呢？
If it doesn't cause you to think twice about your faith.
如果你在这样的事情上你还不会说对你的信心有动摇，
也是，
那可能你会对你的信心会重新思考，应该会使你重新思考。
You should think about this very seriously, very deeply.
你需要好好的、慎重的来思考这样的事。
Yes, in Genesis, I'm sorry, in the genealogy of Jesus in Matthew 1.Verse 3,
但是在耶稣的家谱的历史里面记载，在马太福音
，it records that Judah, the father of Perez, and Sarah, their mother was Tamar. Perez, the father of Hebron, and Hebron, the father of Ram, and so on.
所以在马太福音第一章里面记载在的那个犹大的从他马士生撒勒斯和谢拉。
And we read that Tamar, this prostitute pretending daughter-in-law, is recorded in the genealogy of our Lord Jesus. Now, how would you like to have an incident like this in your family tree?
如果在你的家族树的里头有这样的情形，你怎么办
？You certainly don't want this if you want to run for political office.
如果你想要竞选一个公职政府的地位，我相信你不愿意你家族的历史里面有这样的记录。
I'm guessing that our Lord Jesus would prefer Judah and his sons, that is Jesus, their ancestor, would not end up this way, since this event was nonetheless sinful.
我想没有人很愿意你的这个家族里面自己有这样的好像罪恶的事情发生。
Yet the event did not hinder God in executing His plan.
但是虽然发生这样事情，他并没有拦阻神他永远的旨意，他旨意的成全。
We have a God that can work out things far beyond our imagination.
我们的神他能够在。我们难以想象的环境里面，他仍然能够让他成功。
If this is difficult for you to learn, like it is difficult for me, let's learn it together as a church.
如果你觉得这个事情很难理解，就像我也觉得很难理解一样，我们但愿我们一起来学。
Now let's get back to Joseph's account in Genesis 39.
那我们现在进到约瑟的记录。
Now let's read.Genesis 39, verses 1 through 6.
让我们来看创世纪三十九章的第一节到第六节。
Now Joseph had been taken down to Egypt. Potiphar, an Egyptian who was one of Pharaoh's officials, the captain of the guard, brought him from the Ishmaelites who had taken him there. The Lord was with Joseph, and he prospered, and he lived in the house of the Egyptian master.When his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord gave him success in everything he did, Joseph found favor in his eyes and became his attendant. Potiphar put him in charge of his household, and he entrusted it to his care everything he owned. From the time he put him in charge of his household and of all that he owned, the Lord blessed the household of the Egyptian because of Joseph.
The blessing of the Lord was on everything prodigal had, both in the house and in the field. So he left in Joseph's care everything he had, with Joseph in charge, who did not concern himself with anything except the food he ate.
第一节到第六节, 约瑟被带下埃及去，有一个埃及人是法老的内臣。 副会长部长从那些带下他来的以斯玛利人手下买了他去。约瑟住在他主人埃及人的家中，耶和华与他同在，他就百次顺利。他主人见耶和华与他同在，又见耶和华使他手里所办的尽都顺利。约瑟觉得主人眼前蒙恩，伺候他主人，并且主人派他管理家务，把一切所有的都交在他手里。 自从主人派约瑟管理家务和他一切所有的，耶和华就因约瑟的缘故赐福与那埃及人的家，凡家里还有田里一切所有的都蒙耶和华赐福。波利法将一切所有的都交给约瑟的手中，除了自己所吃的饭，别的事一概不知。约瑟原来就雅各。Everything
was fine, praise the Lord, but then there was a problem.
到现在为止，所有事情都很顺利，我们感谢。但是有一个问题。In
Genesis 39, verse 6 on says, Now Joseph was well built and handsome, and after a while his master's wife took notice of Joseph and said, Come to bed with me. But he refused. With me in charge, he told her, My master does not concern himself with anything in the house. Everything he owns, he has entrusted to my care. No one is greater in this house than I am. My master has withheld nothing from me except you, because you are his wife. How then can I do such a wicked thing and sin against God? And though she spoke to Joseph day after day, he refused to go to bed with her, or even be with her. One day, he went into the house to attend to his duty, and none of his household servants were inside. She caught him by the cloak and said, Come to bed with me. But he left his cloak in her hand and ran out of the house.
接下来就看到圣经记载，这里说约瑟非常的秀雅俊美，结果他主人的妻子就来引诱他。约瑟就不从他对他的主人的妻说，他把一切家务我主人都不知道，他把所有的都交在我手里，在这家里没有比我大的，而且他没有留下一样不交给我。 只留下了你，因为你是他的妻子，我只能做这大恶得罪神呢。后来他听耶和约瑟说，约瑟却不听从，也不与他同寝，也不喝他在一处。有一天，约瑟进屋里去办事，家中的人没有一个人在那屋里。妇人就拉住他的衣裳说：“你与我同寝吧。”约瑟把衣裳丢在妇人手里，跑到外边去了。He
talked to him day after day. So Joseph must have time to analyze his situation thoroughly. Joseph already earned 100% trust from his master. If he went to bed with his master's wife, he would also earn 100% trust from her.
如果他这个时候去跟他的主人的妻子同寝的时候，他可能也会得到他妻子100%的信任。而且他主人妻子根本就不会去跟他主人讲。
Joseph being a young man, like any other young man, would be attracted to a woman.
你知道约瑟是非常的年轻，就像他，就像年轻人一样，他。
She is the wife of Pharaoh's captain of the guards, so she must be somewhat beautiful. In short, Joseph being a slave really has nothing to lose, but everything to gain if he would decide to speak with her.
你知道这个时候，约瑟他是个奴隶，他根本就没有什么可以再丢掉了。如果他选择就去跟他的主人的妻子同寝的话，it
were not an evil thing to God's sight.
可是他说，这个是在神眼中恶。But
then again, Joseph truly knew all too well the trusting in God got him nowhere.
但是约瑟也知道，如果他不信靠神的时候，他没有办法，他逃不到哪里去。
So children God only got into slavery.Trusting in God got you to nowhere except that now that he is being a slave now. He could have just thrown everything he knows about God out the window and went to bed with her. This is a big test of a young man striving to follow God.Now, you can easily think of similar circumstances in the changing gender. The same test would be hard for a young woman.
Only
few pass this test. Be both minorities and strive to live a life with no regrets. What tests are facing you today?
Is
it concerning a relationship? Your peer pressure?
还是你跟同事中间有了问题？
还是 identity？
还是你的身份的认同
？Your body maybe？
或许你对于你自己的长相 有
压力 ？Your family, your grade or your future？
你的家庭还是你的成绩，或者你对你的未来充满了压力
？Or maybe your job？
或者你的工作
？Whatever it is, no test is easy。
不管是哪一方面，没有一个试验是简单的。
10 years ago, when my wife and I realized that we have number three in her body, pregnant.
当时差不多十年前，当我跟我的妻子知道我们要马上要有老三的时候
，we were shocked.
我们就非常的惊讶。
We don't know how to rejoice and praise God.
我们那个时候真的不知道要怎么样才能够快乐的来赞美神。
At that time, our number one and number two were 9 and 7 already, so parenting was a little bit easier.
那个时候，我的老大跟老二已经是9岁跟7岁，所以已经好像我们做父母刚刚才可以比较轻松一点。
And during the pregnancy, my wife had signs of leakage of amniotic fluid.
在我妻子怀老三的时候，我的太太的反应还有
就是羊水又破，
羊水又破了，那个很困难。
And to prevent infection, she was constantly taking antibiotics.
So, in order to prevent infection, she was constantly taking antibiotics. So, she had to keep on taking it.
And my mother-in-law, being very experienced, was somewhat concerned.
So, my mother-in-law
was very concerned about this issue. And the Lord was gracious to us. Our Joseph now is a very lively 10-year-old.
我们的这个老三约瑟，他现在已经是非常活泼的5岁的孩子。
But our Joseph is not very lively 10-year-old, even with some kind of birth defect. God still has a plan for our family.
不过今天我要讲，就算是我的儿子约瑟，他今天如果因为他生产的过程中所造成的一些难处，他不能很健康的话，我想我们仍然感谢神，我们知道。
We can all learn to trust God together in our trials. As events unfold, Potiphar put Joseph in prison. Joseph went from being a slave to being a slave in prison. Not much of a promotion up the corporate ladder. The scripture says the Lord was with him, he showed him kindness, and granted him favor in the eyes of the prison warden, So the warden put Joseph in charge of all those held in prison and was made responsible for all that was not done there. So it was done there.
可是圣经上就记载说，约瑟在这个监狱长的眼前蒙恩，所以监狱长他就把所有的事情交给他，他在监牢里头能够做得很好。Presumably,
Joseph's life focus was the same.
我们来想，约瑟他的生活。
Only now serving his new master, the prison warden, and probably not the easiest guy to serve.
要知道约瑟现在要来服侍他监牢里的这个狱长的话，也不是一个简单的事。He
did not feel sorry about his present predicament because he knew that he had nothing to do. He did not do anything wrong against God.
对约瑟来讲，他我不会因为他今天到这个，他知道他今天下监牢，并不是因为他做了什么得罪神的事情。He
tried to serve those around him at the moment.
在这个时候，他仍然是尽他的力来服侍他周围的人。Some
prisoners in jail probably deserve being there.
而最其他的这些监狱的人，可能他们是罪有应得，应该在那里。Like
the murderers, rapists, political prisoners, and anybody else that Pharaoh did not like.
就像有许多可能里面有许多的强盗、强奸犯，很多的人是法老他不喜欢的。In charge of his house, he was charged to take care of domestic things. Now he is helping out in a maximum security prison. 可是他在当约瑟在非法家里的时候，他是有许多的侍卫的啊，做家宅的时候，可是他现在跑到了监狱里面，却有许多人看着他。What
is God doing if he's doing anything at all?
到底神在做什么呢？
Now, too often, not knowing what God is doing is the norm of things.
其实在很多的时候，我们不明白神的神到底在做什么，是应该是一个很正常的光景。Probably
same for Joseph.
对约瑟来讲也是这样。But
it do not seem to bother him much.
可是在约瑟在监牢里面，好像这件事情并不那样的困扰他。He
just responded as if it is exactly what it could be.
他的反应好像他自己就认为他就理所当然应该在这里。Again
and
again.
How strange.
多么的奇怪。A
lesson that we can all learn from.
这实在是给了我们所有人可以学习的一个功课。Now
one of my favorite verses in the Old Testament is in Genesis 41 verse 1.
我最喜欢的一节经文之一就是在第41章的第一节。
Genesis 41 verse 1 says, when 2 full years had passed, Pharaoh had a dream. He was standing by the Nile.
这里说到过了两年，法老做梦，梦见自己站在河边。
You think that I might be crazy to have this as one of my favorite verses in the Old Testament.
你可能就不懂我为什么会喜欢
The main reason is that God's plan, who made Joseph stay in jail for extra 2 years. Two years in jail is a long time. He could have given Pharaoh his dreams 2 years earlier, but he did not. Wow. What a plan. God is working on his plan for Joseph, even though Joseph is waiting.
神虽然在约瑟仍然在监狱里头等待的时候，神已经在那里计划为约瑟做一件事。And
waiting for us is so hard these days, myself included.
对我自己来讲的话，今天所有的人要等待，等待是最难的一个功课。Now
you may already know the rest of the story about Joseph.
你会已经知道下面约瑟的故事。God
worked out his plan to save the entire nation of Israel.
神就借着这样的一个计划，又把整个埃及就救了回来。
Many, many years later, the great King David said in Psalm 105, verses 16 to 19, he said this, "We call down famine on the land and destroy all the supplies of food, and we sent a man before them, Joseph, sold as slave. They bruised his feet with shackles, his neck was put in irons, till what he foretold came to pass. So the word of the Lord proved him true."
很多很多年以后，大卫王他在诗篇一百零五篇16到16节里面这样说的：他们饥荒降在那地，他所倚靠的粮食全停断绝，在他们以前打发一个人去，约瑟被卖为奴仆，人用脚镣伤他的脚，他被铁链捆捆居。
So David here acknowledged God's word in his ancestor, Joseph, many, many years later. If we are faithful to him, we will also realize God's plan for us, maybe in heaven.
真的是对着神信号信实的话，那么我们会知道神对我们生命中的计划。
What is God's plan doing in you and me today?
神今天在你我身上有什么计划呢？
Can't figure it all out? Well, you are not alone.
如果你搞不清楚的话，你没关系，因为你不是唯一的搞不懂的。
In John chapter 6, after a very difficult teaching of eating Jesus, our body and drinking his blood, many disciples wanted to leave. And Jesus looked at the rest of his disciples and said, "Do you not want to leave too?" And Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life." Peter and the rest of the gang there kept following Jesus regardless. Reasonings did not stop him. Not enough answers did not stop him. They kept following Jesus. And I think that that is something that we need to learn for the rest of our lives. After all, God wants us to live by faith and not by sight. Hence, by reasoning, we don't know we don't have all the pieces together right now. So if you think through now all that we have said about up to this point, we look at Jacob's family, namely Joseph and as well as Judah. And God worked out his plan regardless of how terrible this family is and the difficult predicament that God actually put themselves in. Now, it might be that you say that, oh well, that is God's working out his plan for his people in history then. But how about you today?
I think the key lies in that we need to learn to be like Jesus.
因为我想这个最重要的点就是我们需要学的像耶稣一样的反应。In
Romans chapter 13 verse 14 says, rather clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus and do not think about how to gratify the desires of the sinful nature.
在罗马书3章14节里面这样说的，他说总要替代主耶稣基督，不要为肉体安排去放纵私欲。
So we need to condition our mind to think from that perspective.
所以我们必须要把我们的思想转向用神的想法来看事情。
Even though there is no answers.
虽然在我们有时候看起来好像没有答案。
Even though it's all goes against the society, the norms of the society we're so accustomed to.
甚至有时候看起来是跟这个世界的潮流，我们都习惯了这些这样的想法是反对的。It's
very difficult.
非常非常的困难。
We can only do that if we know the truth in John chapter 15 verse 5.
我们唯有能够真的明白约翰福音15章第5节所说的话。Jesus
said, I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing.
那你说到我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，要在我里面的，藏在我里面的，我也藏在他里面，这人就多结果子。因为离了我，你们就不能够做什么。Only
that we daily abide in Christ.
只有在我们每天都活在主的里面。In
the vine connected to the main tree,
就好像这个葡萄的枝子，它是连在树上，taking
the nutrient and the water from the roots through the tree to the vine.
就我们能够接受从根而来的水分，连于这个葡萄树的枝子。And
then we bear fruit in due time.
这样在到收成的时候，我们就可以结果。Only
that we are connected closely to Jesus daily.
只有我们必须要跟每天跟耶稣能够连在一起。Then
we can think from God's perspective.
我们才能够用神的眼光来看事情。It
doesn't matter if you're a Christian for 30 years.
跟你信主30年没有太大的关系。Or
3 years or 3 months.
或者你甚至只信主3年或3个月。It
all depends on our relationship with Jesus at the moment.
这完全取决于我们是不是在这个时候，我们就与神、跟耶稣基督连接在一起。Let's
all strive to be like Christ as we continue to walk with Him.
让我们每一个人都尽我们的竭尽心竭力的来跟随主。Let's
pray together.
让我们一起祷告。Father,
we give you thanks for your word. You did not make it pretty, yet you have all the even ugly details in your word because it's true.
父神啊，我们来感谢你。虽然你没有把你所有的话语，是做的让我们读的都觉得这么的美，甚至你把这些很丑陋的事情，你也记载在你的话语里面，让我们明白这是真实的。And
we acknowledge that how sinful we really are. We are ugly inside as well.
我们必须向你承认，在我们的里头多么的丑陋。Yet
you worked out your plan through history.
但是你却在历史里面，你仍然成就你的旨意。You
can also work out your plan for us so that we can be like Christ.
所以你甚至也可以在我们的身上，你经过我们，使我们能够像耶稣。And
that we can be clothed with the Lord Jesus.
而使我们也能够与耶稣基督越来越近。Help
us to abide in you daily.
让我们能够期待耶稣，让我们可以每天跟你。
As we read your word and meditate on it and pray daily, help us to sink deep in you.
每天当我们在思想你的话，读你的话，默想你的说，求你帮助我们在你的里面真正的扎根。Ask
that you bless the church here for your honor and your glory.
我们真的借着这个机会，我们求主你，也我们感谢你祝福这个教会，愿。
We pray in the glorious name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.